From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Environmental Protection Agency has released the results from the first round of sampling in Pueblo's Colorado Smelter Superfund site. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The EPA tested outdoor soil and indoor dust at 102 homes. 19 had high lead levels. The EPA's Steve Wharton says these initial properties tested were from across the Superfund site.
We have approximately 1,900 homes within the study area to look at, so it's really too early to see any particular trend as far as location.
Wharton expects cleanup to begin inside the homes with high lead levels later this month. Cleanup of outdoor soils will likely begin next year. Sampling results for more properties will be announced soon, and EPA plans to continue testing this summer. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
A public meeting about the results and other concerns is slated for tonight at 5:30 in Pueblo's Rawlings Public Library. Some health insurers are asking for double-digit rate increases for individual plans in Colorado next year, while others are changing their coverage or not offering any insurance to those who buy their own policies. The Division of Insurance announced the proposed rate hikes yesterday and said that about 92,000 people would have to find new coverage. The insurance companies must justify the proposed increases to state regulators before they can take effect. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.